JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Local Government Minister Tor St. Elizabeth, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money now.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie set out on a 3-day tour of the breadbasket parish of St. Elizabeth. The visit, which ended on May 5, included a town hall meeting at the Sharon Baptist Church, a school visit, community walks, and a special meeting of the St. Elizabeth Municipal Corporation. The tour of St. Elizabeth is part of a property tax compliance drive by the ministry.
St. Elizabeth is one of those parishes that has a very low compliance rate in property taxes. They have one of the lowest compliance rates in the country. And we felt that to start the sensitization about the new dispensation as it relates to property taxes would have been ideal to start here in St. Elizabeth.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie. Mr. McKenzie assured the residents that the government has no plans to take away their land. However, he did emphasize that some critical services could not be provided unless property taxes were paid. The minister also visited Mountainside Primary School, the site of the 2016 Youth Mayor Brittany Dennis's Community Improvement Project. Ms. Dennis, as Youth Mayor for 2016, installed air conditioning units in the school's computer lab to the tune of $500,000. The renovated labs were commissioned into service on May 5. Science, technology, and innovation play a fundamental role in the creation of wealth and the improvement of the quality of life for citizens. That's why Goal Number 3, Outcome 11, aims to create a technology-enabled society. To learn more, visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787, to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Time now for a child protection tip. Teach your child not to take gifts or tokens from strangers and even people they may know without your consent. Adults, do not give children items you know they'll get in trouble for having. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, Labor Day is May 23 and you can register your projects now. Register through the JIS website at jis.gov.jm or send an email to labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Let's volunteer to restore, preserve, beautify. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmo, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.